God bless you, sir.
Thank you. We can enjoy our seats briefly. I'm honored to stand before you this morning. I give reverence to my fellow ministers here for entrusting me this pulpit to be their mouthpiece. And today being the last day of our convention,
there's
need for us to master or to grasp almost everything that was spoken. And show us why we came here. As we have heard from my predecessors, who preached before me, I was very much blessed. They were pointing all of us to Christ Jesus. And this is what every minister should endeavor to do. He should not point people to himself, but he has to point people to Christ Jesus. Praise God. As I was seated there, I went down the memory lane to the year 2016. We were in Norway. And I was amongst the ministers. It had been whispered to me that I would take the morning service. And I was wondering, what is it that I would say in front of people who came all the way from the United States of America, others from Australia, Philippines, Congo, and many other countries. I time figure from Zimbabwe, which is on the bottom of alphabetical order of all countries on planet
Earth.
But scripturally, you are told that the last will become the first. So don't belittle the fact that Zimbabwe is on the bottom of the list of all countries alphabetically. The minister who introduced me to the congregation this morning, he told you that Zimbabwe means the house of stone, which is true. And last year when I was ministering in Belgium, Brussels, I quoted what Apostle Peter said. When he said, you are living stones. So all of you here, you are also living stones. That means you are all Zimbabweans. So don't belittle the name Zimbabwe. Because you can locate it right there in the Bible. Praise God. So the Zimbabweans who are the bride of Jesus Christ here, living stones, may God bless you. I believe we are in great expectations this morning. Down the memory lane, I'm reminded of 1995, when I was just a young boy and I came over to Zambia. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To see my friends, the brethren here. I was not yet married by that. But the zeal to serve the Lord catapulted me to come over to this side. I want to thank and appreciate the brothers from Zambia that they did not judge me by how old I was by that time. Because you are told even by the messenger to the Laodicean church age,
yes, sir,
who says it's not the size of the dog, but it's the size of the fight that is in the dog. That's what matters. So it's not about the skin color.
Mine.
God does not look at that. He looks at a man who is honest, a man who is prepared to be used by him, irregardless of skin color, irregardless of academic qualification. That is not the standard God uses to call his man. God called men as Pastor Verim said. Yes, sir. God looks at the heart. When Samuel went to ordain or to anoint a king from all the sons of Jesse, one after the other, they came. Shama, Eliab, and many of them. And of course, Samuel using this eye,
Samuel,
the carnal eyes, he said, I think this one. I think that one. And the Lord said, no, not either. God does not judge from the physical outlook, but he looks at the inner man. That's when the little David came. And he was anointed king of Israel. So God, when he looks at you, my brother, don't belittle yourself that you are not educated. Neither you are not wealthy. No, God looks at the heart. And from that heart, he's going to use you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Each and every one of us has got a purpose. He's got a task. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God created you for a reason. You are not just there just to beautify the country.
No.
You are there for the purpose of God, to be used of God. And one thing for sure I should know, that God relies on you and me for his work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The good thing is that he did not entrust this gospel to angels. He entrusted this gospel to you and me, the human beings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And that honor that God gave us, let's make the best use of it. Thank you, my brothers from far. All those who came from Norway, God bless you. Brother Ariel, thank you very much. I know if you check in history, sometimes you check in the Bible, you find that sons of some ministers, they don't follow the footsteps of their fathers. But hats off to Brother Ariel, that you are also demonstrating what your father does. We have seen him. We have seen him before. We know him. He has globe-trotted, carrying the word of truth. And when we see you also doing that very thing, we are happy. We are proud of you. Can you continue to do that? We are there to pray for you. And we are not ashamed to stand shoulder to shoulder with you. Sister Karina, thank you very much. Behind every successful man, there's a supporting wife. Hallelujah. Yesterday I was seated with Sister Veremu and we were talking, we discussed it. The man who is here, Pastor Veremu,
Abusa Veremu,
stood for years. We give credit to your dear wife that your gallant standing
could
not be without the support from her. So hats off. God bless you.
And
Sister Perry, God bless you for helping our friend here. I've seen him when he was very young. Very young. A little boy. From the house to a classroom at Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi Primary School. And one day when we were there, I said, if you remain in the classroom, I won't come and preach for you. So I made a declaration that at least you must improve from a classroom level to some higher level. And today we confirm that God has done something. Praise God. And that is that. God bless my brother. Hallelujah. I want to sing a song here because we have said Zimbabwe is a house of stones.
So,
but I'll tell you that there's a rock, which is Jesus Christ. This is a stone. Brother Brian, who was with me last night, can you just come? Where are you? God bless you. Jesus is the rock.
Yes, indeed, one.
Yeah. So you put here and you put there.
Jesus, Jesus, Ilombo, Rakarashiwa, Nebo, Vake, Rakazoba, Musoro, Ekona, Jesus,
Jesus, Ilombo,
Rakarashiwa, Nebo, Vake, Rakazoba, Musoro, Ekona, Akadarisa,
Akadarisa.
Stand on our feet.
Chapter 1.
Mark it 1.
If we can put it on the screen. Acts chapter 1.
Mark it 1.
Yes. Praise God. Verse 2 reads here, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen.
Yes,
to whom he also showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs.
Zitata zowawa zake Yesu anazionesa kwa opunzira ake ndi kuonetsa maumboni ambiri.
Being seen of them 40 days.
And
speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Masiku 40 kwamba zinthu za ufumu wa Mulungu.
Verse 4 reads.
Ndimeya 4.
And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, you have heard of me. Praise God. Verse 7 reads, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Verse
8.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world.
Verse 8.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's enjoy our
seats.
The title of our sermon this morning, the dynamic ministry before the rapture. That is the title of our sermon. The dynamic ministry before the rapture. Praise the Lord. From the scripture reading here, we are being told that the apostles were gathered together. And Jesus appeared amongst them.
Yes,
we believe also that Christ Jesus is in our midst this morning. He is in our midst. He is commanding us what to do. He is telling us what to do. And we are being told that there were proofs of his resurrection. All of you who are here are not doubting Thomas's. You believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And we also believe that of all the religions other planet
Earth,
Christian faith comes second to none. Why? Because the founder of Christian religion or Christianity, he rose from the dead. The reason why you are here this morning, church, you are following a leader who rose from the dead, and he even gave assurance that you also, if you believe in him, even if you would die, one day you resurrect. Hallelujah. And Apostle Paul said, if the dead will not rise in Christ Jesus, then our preaching is futile. Our preaching is in vain. If the saints do not resurrect, Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because of that, we find ourselves here in this church, comfortably seated there, that our worship is not in vain. Our singing is not in vain. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, my brothers. We realize that as preachers, as ministers, we don't compete with one another. We compliment each other. We don't preach to outdo the other. We compliment one another. And when I'm talking about the dynamic ministry before the rapture, what is this dynamic ministry we are talking about? Yes, sir. There have to be some people. There have to be some foot soldiers. People that should be in the field. People who should carry the burden of the gospel. People who are prepared to die for this gospel, to suffer for this gospel. They commit their monies, they commit their time, they commit their talent for the cause of the gospel. And if you sit down to calculate how much money was used for this conversion to be successful, you'll be very much surprised. If we sum up all the monies from each and everyone of you here, those from far, those from just across Zambezi River, and those from within, those are big monies. Huge. If you sum up the time, the hours that each one of us have sacrificed to be here, that's quite some time. That's much time, so to speak. And then we've seen each and everyone giving items like songs, testimonies, contributing, singing. That is a lot. Hallelujah. So we all came here to ensure that this conversion become very successful. And if you don't believe it, for me, I can confirm and acknowledge that this conversion has been very successful. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
According to Isaiah 41:6, what did the prophet say? Prophet Isaiah, give us Isaiah 41:6. They said they helped everyone, his neighbor. Isaiah 41:6. They helped everyone, his neighbor. Yes, sir. And everyone said to his brother, be of good courage.
Amen.
Further down. Yes, sir. So you are saying to your brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. And he that smoothed with the hammer, him that smote with the anvil, saying it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails that it should not be moved. So that is what we do to each other. We compliment each other. We encourage one another. We pray for one another. We support each other so that it cannot be moved. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People should realize that they need one another to succeed in life. The secret about success is the closeness
and the bond amongst the believers, which I encourage all of you, brethren, to be closely bonded to one another.
Yes, sir.
Ministers closely bonded to one another.
An
army constitutes quite a number of people there.
Yes,
if we are considered the arm of God, it consists of many characters. So that's why Isaiah saw it. And he penned it down. And he said, everyone encouraged his neighbor. He said, be of good courage. Be encouraged by the word. The gospel has to encourage you to move forward. All the churches are in different localities. We encourage you. Move on. Soldier on. Yes, sir. Our friends from across this amazing. We encourage you. Move on. Do more. Our friends from over there. From Norway, from Europe. You are also being encouraged. Yes, sir.
Amen.
For us to succeed and to stand as a dynamic ministry in this entire.
Yes, sir.
We must carry the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We must not look back. Brother Jonathan, in 1851 or 1855, thereabout.
Just 1851.
There was David Livingstone who came down here.
There's
a missionary. And perhaps you are also following his footsteps. But as I saw you singing here, you are rewriting the history or correcting some parts of history. Because according to some distorted history, they say that David Livingstone discovered the Victoria Falls.
But
that is not true. He only documented what he found there. He did not discover Victoria Falls. Because originally it was called Mosia Tunya. There were native people around there who already knew that there was Victoria Falls before David Livingstone came. But I'm grateful that my brother here does not do it that way. He has not come to discover. He has come to document. There's a church here in Zambia. There's a church in Africa.
God
bless you, my brother. As a missionary following the footsteps of Dave Livingstone, who was here in
1855,
and he found the Victoria Falls. So we are saying he came to document. And for you here, I heard you saying here, he said, you are a wonderful group. Praise God.
Amen.
He said, you are a wonderful group. God bless you, wonderful group. I also say, is what my brother said. You are a wonderful people who love God. You are a dynamic army, a dynamic ministry, we should be on the field before the rapture. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You know, Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 19.
Nehemiah 4,
can you put it there? Nehemiah chapter 4, verse
19.
What does it say? Give us. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 19.
Nehemiah 4, 19.
We have come because there is a magnetic pull. There is a purpose. There is a need. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large. And we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. Verse
20.
In what place, therefore, you hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. So when the trumpet was sound here,
that
is a convention. So people flying from Norway, from South Africa. Those that came from Zimbabwe, those that came from eastern part of Zambia, we shouldn't be separated from each other. The work is large, is great. It needs us to have one accord, to pull together, to stand together. And God shall fight for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. If we go to the Patmos vision, there was a message preached in 1956 by the messenger of the Laodicean Church Age. He said, preaching the gospel is the highest form. Hallelujah. He told us that preaching the gospel is the highest form of all the other jobs that people do on planet Earth. Preaching the gospel tops them all. Now I think, and I say this from my heart, the greatest and highest form that there is for God to get his message to his people is for the people to believe his word. That's right. The highest form, preaching the gospel, is the highest form. Then if you notice, the Bible places it that way. First, apostles. Secondary, prophets. And so forth. Then on down, then into the nine spiritual gifts operating in every local body. It pleased God to ordain man. Firstly, apostles.
Apostoli.
To take the gospel.
Kutenga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you go to the book of Matthew chapter 4.
Mukaenda book ya Matthew 4.
When Jesus was on planet Earth, he knew that he could not do this alone. He chose the disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He chose each one of them. Verse 18 of Matthew chapter 4.
Matthew 4:18.
And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter,
Simon watchedwa Petro,
and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And they straightaway left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee
and John his brother in a ship with Zebedee their father. And they immediately left the sheep and their father and followed him.
We've got
a good example here. I can see John and James and Andrew, they are seated close to each other. There's brother Andrew there. There's brother James there. Their names are there in the Bible. They were fishers. But they were doing the wrong fishing. To begin with, and it pleased God, Jesus, to go for them. They said, Peter,
Petro,
follow me.
Nikonke.
James,
Jacobo,
follow me.
Nikonke.
Andrew,
Andrea,
follow me.
Nitsatire.
Put your name there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your name there. You were in a wrong place. You were doing a wrong business. So God had to go for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To reach out to you. To separate you from what you were accustomed to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To make you a fisher of men. That's why you are seated there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't doubt your calling. Be very positive. That God would love to use you. He wants to use you. You should avail yourself for God to make you. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
And when you have that attitude, when you have that character in you, God will use you in a mighty way. Even if you are not educated, people will be very much surprised. We know this Peter.
He
is not educated.
He
has no degree. He has no diploma. But he preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ with power. That's what happened. When God chooses you and me, he doesn't look at, consider all those other things that men consider. Let's jump to Acts chapter 4 and hear what transpired that time. This Peter I'm talking about. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Peter and John.
Chapter 4, verse 1.
As they spake unto people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came, being grieved that they told the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them, put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000.
Pemene Petro ndi Yohane, amaya nkula ndi Andrew, unabwera ansembe, mkulu oyang'anira nyumba ya Mulungu ndiponso asaduki. Iwo, anakumudwa kwambiri chifukwa atumwiwo, amapunzita anthu ndi kumalalikira za kuuka kwa kufa mwa Yesu. Iwo, anapira Petro ndi Yohane, popeza kunali kutada, anawaika mdende mpaka mawa mwake koma. Anthu ambiri amene anamva uthenga anakhulupirira, ndipo chiwerengero cha anthu chinakwana 5,000.
I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. Yeah.
Petro na Johane,
who were not educated at all.
Sana luo punzira wa wantu.
But they had a dynamic ministry which shook the world of Jerusalem. The council of elders were shaken. The denominations were shaken. Yes, sir. Because this man, Peter and John,
Petro na Johane,
they preached with confidence. They knew where they were standing. Jesus Christ indeed, yes, had resurrected. And they had evidence that indeed he had risen from the dead. And they stood before the council of the elders. They preached the gospel with much vigor, boldness. They were sure of what they were talking about. If ever you want to be a successful preacher, then you must be positive of what you are talking about. You must be very sure of what you are preaching. When you see me standing before you, I'm telling you, brethren, Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
Yes, and now kisido kwa kufa.
In 2008, I made a trip to Israel.
Ninaenda kujiko la Israeli.
For faith finding.
Kutini zichitira umbo.
To find out.
Kuchitira umbo.
What these brethren here preaching, whether it's true or not.
Awa uzibara lali kitangati mbacho na doro yai.
So I went to Israel, moved from place to place, from one place to another. When Brother Andrew Piri preached about the Sea of Galilee, is it there? I went there. I saw the Sea of Galilee. When Pastor James was preaching about Capernaum, talking of Peter, Mount Carmel, the Valley of Ella, where David threw that Philistine giant. Let me go there and find out for myself. You never know whether these people are telling the truth or not. Because people might mislead you. So I went there. Then I was shown the Valley of Ella. This is where the battle had happened. So I took 5 pieces of stones there from the Valley of Ella. In 2008, I took the 5 pieces of stones and went with them to
Zimbabwe
and showed the people that these are my 5 pieces of stones. 5 pebbles that I've picked from the Valley of
Ella.
Indeed, the Bible is a true book. I also went into the tomb to find out. But when they tell you that the clothes remained there, I did not see the clothes. It's over 2,000 years ago when these things happened. We don't know who stole the clothes. But I confirm that I found an empty tomb. No clothes. Oh my. And one day, when I was driven by the passion and the desire that the Muslims should do actually receive the gospel, I made a decision to visit a mosque.
I went into a mosque.
Ninangena masjidi.
And identified myself with them in their way of
worship.
Set amongst them. When they were praying in Arabic language.
So
I was praying in my mother tongue. So that they would not pick what I was saying. I said, Lord, I was in Israel. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He's the founder of Christian faith. But the founder of these Muslims,
he's
in the grave. Lord, I pray that you open the eyes of these people, that they catch the revelation that we have, that they can embrace our faith, Christian faith. I was there in a mosque.
In a Narimuja masjid.
When I felt that I'd prayed enough, I got some relief within me that at least. Because I said, Lord, if you can give me one soul, at least. From men of these who are here. So when the service was over, I stopped someone who was close to me. I said, wait for me. As we were putting on shoes. So we went out of the mosque. And I bought him some bananas. I said,
ah,
my friend.
Amen.
There's something that really worries me about our church. You see, at one time I went to Israel.
Israel.
I wanted to find out about the founder of Christian faith, whether he rose from the dead or not. The Christians keep on talking to us that their founder rose from the dead. So I went there. But I can confirm also that there's an empty tomb.
Yeah, mandalipe asalimo.
But what worries me now? Our church here.
Is a bingo watu.
The founder is still in the grave.
Is anayamba watu akalimanda.
But my friend,
Nzanga,
let's compare and contrast.
Tia tilinganize zizibiri tiganizepo.
Between this Muslim faith
and the
Christian faith, which one surpasses the other? Let us be fair. In our judgment, and that man told me, of course, Christian faith surpasses Muslim religion. I
says,
oh, the deep calleth unto the deep. He's the man I was sent to actually rescue. Yes, sir, to release from prison. Islamic prison.
My man.
And you know what he said? He said, I'm only in this church here because my boss forces me to come here. But really, my heart hungers for Christian faith. Then I revealed myself.
Said,
brother, I'm not a Muslim. I've come to find out people like you.
And
God indeed has directed me to you. This is not your place. I've been sent for you. The next Sunday I saw him at our church. My brother, if you believe in another religion other than Christian faith, you are in a wrong place. Christian faith is a reality. The founder of Christian religion, he rose from the dead.
Yes, sir.
This same God whom I'm preaching today, in 2006, indeed, I fell sick, seriously. And I passed on.
I was taken out of this body. Quite a number of you have heard my testimony about that. But for the sake of some people have never heard about it, I'm here to tell you that by the grace of God, He can give you life. Even when the doctor pronounces that you are dead, but God is able, more than able, to reverse that and in your favor. In your favor. Yes, sir. And some people are wondering, how did it happen? Can that happen? When I was preaching in the prison some weeks ago, and I gave this testimony to the prisoners. Even this issue about the empty tomb in Israel. And some of them were asking, did he resurrect? Are you telling us that you rose from the dead? Yourself. Tell us what happened. They become angels.
We wanted
to find out, really.
Sure.
It so happened.
Yeah.
That I got seriously ill, vomited a lot of blood, and I passed on. When you are dying, the process of death is not painful. But sickness is painful. The process of death is just automatic. You feel as you are getting asleep. And you are transformed. You have no power to reverse that. You can't. You are just forced one way. But you will be conscious that something is happening.
Yeah.
So for those of you who would die some years or some days or some months, I'm telling you. So better listen attentively. Because you realize that we were taught in that convention. How people are transformed. So feel as you are getting asleep and you go. My wife was there. My young sister was there seated.
And
her husband. But they could not do anything. There was some force that was pulling me to the other side. What I recall is that when I was in the dimension of the dead, I communicated with the Creator. Lord, I know I'm dead. But if you can allow me to go back to planet Earth so that I can do work.
Wow.
And I heard an audible voice from
you.
God can speak.
Yes,
he has a voice. And I heard that voice. Are you really going to do my work? And after that, I came back to life.
Yes,
and this testimony, I said it on Radio Zimbabwe. Because I've been preaching through Radio Zimbabwe. And I told the people there on radio that really, if God wants to save you from death, He can do that. If God wants you to say, wants you to save Him, even if you fall sick today, my brother, there is still room and chance for you to live longer. So my fellow ministers, if you avail yourself for the service of the Lord, I can assure you, God will increase your life here on
earth.
What do you say about King Hezekiah? Yes, sir. He was told, can you distribute your inheritance? Because your time is over. And he faced the wall. He prayed unto the Lord and said, Lord, remember I did this. Remember I did that. Have mercy on me. And the prophet, some few steps away from where he was, came back. God is not too far from your
place.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. He can reverse everything in heaven. I've heard the prayer of my servant. Go back and tell him that I will give you more years.
And
Hezekiah got 15 years.
Hezekiah more.
But your brother here, 20 years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As of today, when you subtract 2026, for those of you who are good mathematicians, just say 2026 less
2006.
You come up with 20 years.
Yes,
sir. So as of today, the Lord increase my life by 20 years. More than 5 years, more than King Hezekiah, who is in the Bible. Why? There's a work for you. A work for me to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I can also say, my brothers, if there's a work for you to do, may the Lord give you favor.
Amen.
Of the time God gives you. Hallelujah. Make the best use of the monies or the resources which God gives you. In the seven church age books, it was written of John
Wesley,
the Philadelphian church age messenger. He says,
Anat,
if I would get all the money, I would use it for the furtherance of the gospel. So if God gives you money, what do you use it for? If God gives you time, what do you use it for? If God gives you a talent, what do you use it for? Use it to glorify the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's written here in discernment of the Spirit, the messenger said. Just take the minister today. Take a minister, you and me.
Okay.
If he has the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and if he knows that if he preaches that word, it's going to cut his fame. But he knows something in his heart is burning. He sees the coming of the Lord. And he doesn't care whether it's a big church or it's a little church. He doesn't care whether he has food today or food or no food. He doesn't care whether he has clothes. Praise the Lord. Ah, there we are. Good, 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 good. Down, down, down.
Yes.
Roll it up, further down. No, the other side. Good, good. There, yes. Further down. Just take a minister today. If he has the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
yes.
And he knows that if he preaches that word, it's going to cut his fame down.
He's
going to put him in a little bit church somewhere. Or maybe out on the street. But he knows that something in his heart is burning. And he sees the coming of the Lord. And he doesn't care whether that he has a big church or a little church. He doesn't care whether it's
today is food or not.
Oh man.
He doesn't care whether he has good clothes or he doesn't have good clothes. He's only mindful of one thing. That's the very life within him. Crying out. He's trying to achieve something for the glory of God. And that man, in doing so, will act the very life of the spirit that's in him. Do you follow me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't preach to make a big name. There's only one big person, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Whether I've got clothes or not, whether there's food or not, there's one purpose for us. Preach the gospel. I've said in my remarks before that preaching the gospel is the highest thing, the greatest thing ever.
Brother,
when these people preach, the apostles, Peter and John, against all odds, 5,000 at one go, they were converted. The elders, the Jewish elders in council, they were angry with them. They were jealous of their preaching. Put Acts chapter 4, verse 20 there. And we hear what transpired. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you in church? Are you enjoying the convention?
Amen.
The dynamic ministry before the rapture. That's the title of our sermon today. And this dynamic ministry consists of the fivefold ministry. Yes, sir. Put it back. It consists of you and me. Yes, sir. Go to verse 19. Yes, sir. Verse 19, what do you say? Verse 19? Yes.
Tende pandemia 19.
Yeah. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye.
Koma Petro ni Yohane, ananga kuti. So, weruzani no kangati nkwapu ino pamaso pa Mulungu kumvera inu kuposa Mulungu.
My brothers, fellow brethren here, and also beloved sisters, don't think when you are preaching this gospel, all the people will smile at you.
No.
You have opposing people there. According to Newton's law of physics, he says, for every action, there is an equal and opposing reaction. So as you are preaching the gospel, you find people who stand to oppose you. They will stand against you. It can be your relatives. It can be your friends. It can be rulers. People who we may not think they would do that. Just know that this gospel, all of them who appreciate what you are doing, these people, they were preaching about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When we leave this place here, going back to Zimbabwe, going back to Norway, going back to South Africa, going back to Chipata, and elsewhere, having been invigorated by the preaching of the word, we must be prepared to face the opposition. Yes, sir.
be prepared to stand and declare the truth. They stood firm and said, can we respect man above God? We can't do that. We preach the gospel. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Yes, sir. He's worth praising. He is worth preaching. He is worth following. He rose from the dead. Yes, sir. What did they say? We are prepared to die for this gospel. Verse 20. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. My brother, what is it that we had? Jesus Christ was crucified. When he was crucified, he was buried. And on a third day, a day such as this day, he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And when he rose from the dead, he found his disciples and he commissioned them. Say, go ye therefore into all the corners of the earth. Preach the gospel without fear. Preach the gospel. God will support you. He will back you up. He will support you. Signs and wonders will follow you. You shall lay hands over the sick and they shall recover. You shall cast out demons in my name. It is not in his name. It is not in the pastor's name. It is not in the preacher's name. It is in his name. And that name, when you carry it, when you take it and apply it, you get results.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church of the Lord is results oriented. Hallelujah. If there are no results, we'll pick our battles. Hallelujah. We call it off. If there are no results, we call it off.
But
I can share with you and assure you, brethren, we have seen the results. This gospel has results. This ministry has results. And my encouragement to you, soldier, let's move on. In this end time, God is choosing men and women who should stand for the truth in all corners of the world. Talk of Zambia, talk of Zimbabwe, talk of
America,
whatever country you can talk or think about, God has planted these people there who are carrying the flag of truth. And when the last one is called in, we shall fold our Bibles and we say goodbye to planet Earth. Praise God.
Amen.
I want to sing this song. It's coming soon. It's coming very soon. As I hand over, my brothers, get prepared to be in the battlefield. The Lord will pick you up. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. Hallelujah.
Abuela msanga.
I'll first sing it in Shona.
Zaimba mshona choyamba.
And then we all sing in English.
Zaimba kunjizungu.
Imimbose makaterela. Karai maka gaterela. Ambo. I'm gonna see you.
I hand over.